Okay. So again, we're dealing with this Ramah in Sin Pesayin Siv Gimel. Ramah wrote, it's in the first source, again, I printed it again, we've seen it already a few times, Nagu Lasos Chol Mishkedim, that it's permissible to make milk, quote-unquote milk. We saw the place at the end yesterday that it's not really correct to call almond milk milk in Hebrew or in English. I told you the milk industry is opposed to it. But anyway, what?
Diamond and those things, it's yeah. Almond milk, one word.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's how it chapter in.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
interesting.
Space.
I wonder if that had to do with it. I know there was a whole tumult about it. Yeah. Okay. Because, like the place he said, Rashi said 300 years ago that it's a fruit. It's a juice. So very good. There's a new chefzer. All right. Anyway, so it says v'nagul lasos cholam mishkedim u'manichem bo b'sar ov without a heker at all. Just a lot of chicken with the middle. Hove and Arachu Darbonah, because Psarov's only Darbonah, so he seems to say there's no problem, you don't need a heker at all, you can eat it. However, I'll Psar Behemoth, it's actual red meat, you know, where the Isser having the milk is the Raisa, then Yeshla Nichri Tzalachol of Shkedim, Mishum Maris Ayim. Kamoshis Barlelson, Samvov and Yadam, and we discussed the Bekiv Eger's objections or the questions he raised over there in Samvov, and we posited perhaps a distinction. That was there actually a formal gzera? Was it actually like that? Which is not what Rav Nebuchad said. Rav Nebuchad said it's not really. His chiluk was that dam dogim, which was the subject over there, is actual dam. It is dam. It happens to be the Torah allows it. So therefore, they said no. You're not allowed to eat it. There's a marasayan problem. Less yeah, and there you need a stronger heker. There's less wiggle room. It's like you were putting it before, right? There's less wiggle room when it's actually an actual din. It's dam. Right? He made the chilek. We wouldn't say the same thing by having a glass of very red wine, pouring very red wine, which looks very much like blood. But red is wine. You know, we don't say that. That's not dam. Dam dogim is dam. Okay, the only thing is, the Torah to dam, the Torah law. So Rabbanan said they were a concern of Marisayan. There you really need a good. There it applies even to Rabbanan, even after the dam is dam shabishol. And there it also applies even. That you have to have more of a stronger heker, not an artificial heker. Whereas by Shkolv Shkeitim, it's not really milk, okay? And it's not, there was no actual Xavier that said you're not allowed to drink this. That's we're concerned that someone's getting misled. That's what we saw, similar to the distinction regarding when you make a brach on Marasanim and a Chanukah as opposed to Bimpakua. Okay. Anyway, but the Ramah does make this chilek here, and he seems to allow. Bas v'cholav sar of with cholav shkedim, because the whole issur bas v'cholav with sar of to begin with only drabana, and therefore there's no marasayin. But by regular sar behemah there is marasayin. I mentioned I printed again in source two the Yamshul Shlomo and Chulin Perek Ches Siman Beis where he talks about he disagrees with the Ramah. He disagrees. He talks about the fact that on Purim he talks about dam dogim shekan to the whole issue, and he says what's relevant to us. He said apparently the practice was in some places that on Purim. People like to do things that are a little sticky. Okay, so in his time also, so they would have chicken, but it would have it with almond milk. It looked like regular milk, but it wasn't real. Okay, and he says, "Mishum hachi nira et b'purim." The last couple of lines: "Shirigilin lechol tarnagolus b'chol of shkedim she'aser im lo shenach shkedim klufim betochan." Unless you put or betzida, unless you put almonds right next to it, you have a hecker, even though it's on the drabonans. He obviously disagrees with the Ramah. Okay. And he says, otherwise people think Psarov is okay with regular milk, which it isn't, and so on. Like, because there's such a shita. And the Marshal takes it a different direction. He says, there's a reason to be even more machbir by Psarov Becholov, in a certain sense, to require a heker, because, dafka, because Psarov, there's a shita, there is one shita. Remember Yosef Glili held that Psarov is also the Raisa. So if people see that, not only they think, oh, we must pass the Gemara Sviglila. So there's another angle, so to speak, to be more machmir. Anyway, the Amar Shal disagrees, there are more. Not for the first time, not for the last time. Okay. So he requires the heker even by Marasai, even when the original Isser is only Drabbanan. So the Shach, here in Yerodei and Arsene, Pezayin, Sikot, and Vav, has a couple of problems with the Ramah. Okay? So first he begins, in source number three, right? Nagel, Asuch, Homesh, Kedem, Ho, etc. Klomar below domi ledam dogim. It's not the same as dam dogim. With dam dogim, we said him consul with kli osim and maris ayin, unless there's a heker with the kaskasim inside and so on. It goes through that issue, and the concern is haro yomar dochel dam behema shosu deraisa. The person will see blood looks like blood, so he'll think it's dam behema shosu deraisa. But by psar of becholav mamish, But Psar Ol from Cholav is only Drabona to begin with. And Lech Lamechosh Mechlav Amar Zayin. Right, he's just first explaining the Ramah. He's just explaining the Ramah. He says, by Psar Of, Becholov, he's only Drabana to start with. He said, there's no Marisayan, but Psar Behemo, which is also the Raisa. Then you got to put the almonds nearby. Kadesh, or Yachsha, or Shul Cholov Mamish. Okay. Now, the Shach makes a very interesting point, though. He says, wait a second. Even by Psar Behema with Cholov, what's the case here? What's the case here? The guy is eating a steak, let's say, red meat, with a glass of milk. The Shach implies, excuse me, that's also only Drabon. Remember, Derech Bishol also Torah. Right? So the Psar Behem with Cholav is also Drabon. Having a piece of meat, having a steak, a piece of red meat together with a glass of milk is also a Drabon. If it wasn't cooked together, yeah? You hear the, that's a good point, the Shach says, right? I mean, where the Ramah is mechalik between chicken and milk as opposed to red meat and milk. Because chicken, the whole Isser is old Isser the Rabbanon to begin with. So therefore, we don't need a hecker. But by meat with red meat with milk, we do need a hecker. What do you mean? Red meat with milk is also the Isser the Rabbanon. It wasn't cooked together. Right? That's what the Shach says. Well, if he's that, Tzarech Lomar, the Mairi Bebishol. You have to say. You have no choice. The Ramah, you're talking about a case where it was cooked together. Somehow they had milk and gravy or something, or melted cheese, I don't know, whatever. I don't know, fake cheese or something like that, almond cheese. I don't know if there's such a thing, soy cheese. Okay? In other words, you have to say that it was bishul. Dilav hochi, afilu b'sar b'hema lakisur d'raisa. You hear the Shach challenged Ramo's whole premise, right? The Ramo didn't say it. The Ramo just said, well, b'sar b'hema, we're dealing with d'raisa. And therefore, we have to be concerned for Maris Ayin. What do you mean? If you're right, if the Ramah is correct, then there's no Maris Ayin in the Rabbanon. It goes back to your point. If the Ramah is right, if you read the Ramah, so he seems to have done so. But if you read the Ramah, it's saying there's no Maris Ayin when the original Issa is the Rabbanon. So excuse me, the original Issa by meat and red meat and milk is the Rabbanon also, unless it's cooked together. Okay? So again, the ref to remember, Derek Bishol also Torah. Now, okay, so he's saying that the Shach is positive, at least maybe that's what the Ramah means. He said, otherwise you're in trouble. Now, the problem is that this is somewhat of an unusual Maris Ayin. Okay, because the Maris Ayin, which seems to be somewhat unusual Maris Ayin, but think about it for a moment, because the Maris Ayin, which makes an assumption about something that happened before. Right now, what's this guy doing? He's eating. Right? This is a Maris Ayin. People are going to think, oh, it was cooked together an hour ago, 3 hours ago, yesterday. You know what I'm saying? It's a Maris Ayin that transposes back in time. Right? Because right now, this guy's eating this dish. The onlooker can't, I guess, unless it's so intermingled that it's obvious it was cooked together. But that doesn't seem to be. Right? Where the concern is that this stuff was somehow cooked before. Even if it was intermingled, there was an act. It wasn't doing this now. It's usually Maris Ayin. What's usually Maris Ayin? You see a guy doing something right now, and basically he's doing it right now, so we're going to come to the wrong conclusion. Here, I don't know if I'm phrasing clearly, but here what we're saying is that it was cooked beforehand, right? What the guy is eating now was already cooked. As I'm saying, we're looking backwards, so it's just somewhat of an unusual Maris Ayin. Because it projects backwards on something which seems to have happened, or must have happened previously. However, as I pointed out in my comment, that's not so unusual. It's not such an unusual Maris Ayin after all. Because we do have such a case. You hear the objection I'm pointing out? Right? You know what I'm saying, right? It's the Maris Ayin makes an assumption about something that already happened that is not related to the act that he's doing right now. Right now this guy's eating, right? The assumption, the food must have been cooked together. It's an extra step, sort of, almost, right? Yeah.
Why is that a fetish? Meaning, if the point of Maris Ayin is that a person will look at a person doing something, will assume something.
Right, but usually if you assume what he's doing right now is no good. We're doing right, usually the thing of Maris Ayin, right? What he's doing right now, he's eating a cheeseburger. Look, he's eating, right? He's doing something right now. Here, there's an assumption that something happened before, that's all. I mean, now, we can see it's not unusual. But at first blush, it seems like a little bit of it's like an extra step almost. So, but the truth is, it's not so. So we have a mission in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav Med Bey, source 4. Misha Nashru Kalev Baderech B'mayim. I got kelim here. Kelim, you know, we usually translate kelim as utensils or vessels, but kelim can be made. Kelim is clothing in a sense, right? Useful item. So a guy, Misha Noshu Kelim by Derek Lamayim. A guy was walking home on Shabbos and he got caught in the rain, or he fell and landed in a puddle of water, whatever. His clothes got soaked with water on Shabbos. Misha Noshu, it's a Mishnah Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav Mud Beis. Misha Noshu Kelim by Derek Lamayim. Right? Rashi says, Shanoflu Lamayim by Shabbos. Okay. So, Mahalach Behem Reina Choshesh. He can continue to walk in these drenched, wet clothes. Okay, there's no problem. They might have thought the problem was chita. Oh, no, we're not going to make him undress right there. But he gia lechotzar chitzona. When he comes to a place where it's safe, you know, to leave his stuff, so on and so on and so forth, Rashi says, chotzar, he was traveling outside of town. Chotzar chitzona, Rashi says, smuch lemavo ir, besoch ir shumoko mishtamen. It's a guarded place. Okay. So then, shotchan bachamo. He can take these clothes off, okay, and dry them in the sun. Shotchan b'chama. Rashi says, liyapshon, dry them out in the sun. He'll stop his journey for a little bit. He's got his clothes, so a bright sunny day. So he's going to leave the clothes out in the sun for a little while he relaxes. Okay, so it'll dry out. But, says the Mishnah, avalo keneged ha'am. But he cannot do this in front of other people. Rashi says, why? Shiyach shidu shekivson. People think he washed the clothes and shoved them. Now he's drying them. We today have machines, right? In the olden days, people washed stuff outside, and then they had what was called a clothesline. I don't know what clothesline is. Clotheslines are moving wrestling, right? But when I was a kid, still people not everyone had to dry it. Clothesline, I had some outside the house, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Here we are. We always had to dry, as far as I remember. But in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people hang, especially in the summer. But I remember going to my aunt's house. She's strung it up from this merpesa to that merpesa, the whole thing. You put the clothes out there. I did it all. I did laundry. I had no dryer. And it baked in the sun. It was stiff when you put it on. But anyway, so that dries in the sun. So people are going to think, when did you put clothes on a clothesline? After you washed it. So washing clothing and laminate is not allowed on Shabbos. So people are going to think that you violated Shabbos. Yeah, the Gemara explains. Okay, so now you see where I'm going. That also, you see, that's a Marisayan. They're going to see the clothes hanging there. They're going to, they're going to see you hanging up the clothes now on the clothesline, and they're going to think that an hour ago you washed it. So there is, you're right, it's not such a chet. I'm just pointing out, there is a marisayan projecting back to something that was allegedly or supposedly done before. I'm just giving an expanded view, so to speak, an extended view of what marisayan is, right? That's why I call this little section is suge marisayan. It's a different type of marisayan, but it's a marisayan. They're going to think that you must have washed your clothes. That's why you put them in a clothesline now. In other words, there's nothing usser about putting clothes on a clothesline. That's my point. Right? There's nothing usser about, huh?
Implication.
Right, that's the point. It's implication, reflecting back to something that was done before. There's nothing inherently usser about putting your clothes on a porch to dry. Right? But it's because someone will think that an hour ago you washed it, that's the concern. Okay, now, the Gemara there on Kuf Mem Vav Beis and Shabbos, on that Mishnah, that line in the Mishnah, Mishnah Usher, says an important statement. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, we know this. Kol Mokom Shasu Chachamin Emaris Ha'ayim. Rav posits a rule that once the Chachamim assered something on account of Maris Ayin, then it's usher across the board, afilu b'chadrei chadorim, even in the private of the private. And if it's not b'fneihom, nobody sees it. It's in my inner sanctum. It's in my room of rooms, locked. Nobody sees it. Doesn't matter. And once they assered it, it's, the act becomes usher. So yeah, that's the rule of Rav, right? Kol mokum shosachamim b'nei Maris Ayin. Afilu b'chadre chadorim also. So the Gemara asks, "Ay tanan, probably to go tanan. Our mission. What do you mean? Shotchan b'chama v'lo keneged ha'am? Question mark. Right? What's going on here? The our mission said that the guy can dry his clothes, but he shouldn't do it in front of other people because other people kosher. What do you mean? If it's a concern of Marisai, he shouldn't be able to do it if there are no other people. Shouldn't be able to. He's got a porch in on the 25th floor. Nobody sees it. Should still be awesome. Right? Because that's Rav's rule. So the Gemara says." Gemara says, you're right. Tanoi, it's a machlokas. Machlokas Tanoi. That our Mishnah here in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav seems to say that that's not true. Rav's rule is not true. It's not automatically true that just because they say Asim Salim Maris Ayin, it's automatically Usher Ibn Chadri Chador. This Tanoi, our Mishnah here in Shabbos, disagrees. It's not true. You can have something that's also marasayin, and it's not also mechad v'chadorim. And because Rabbi Lezer, the Tanya, the Bryce says, Shotchan mechamal al-kenegraham, but Rabbi Lezer v'shimon also, there are Tanoim who disagree with this mission. They quote a Bryce, it's a machokas Tanoim and the Bryce, whether in fact you can dry the clothes in front of other people privately or not. Okay, the Tanakhama says, like the Mishnah, that it's permissible. And Rabbi Lezer v'shimon aser, you can't dry it at all, because they hold, afilu b'chad v'chadorim. Okay, the Rambam Paskins, Perek Chof, Beis, Rilch Shabbos, Rilch Chof, so it's 7. Fine. You can walk and have to worry about tzchita. But also, I'm saying no. Also, feel it beso. Paskins like this. He passes not like the Mishnah. Okay, Raman Paskins said no. Once that you're not allowed to dry these clothes, obviously it's left the Shabbos. Even in private, okay, even in your own house, the comfort of your own home, no one's watching, it doesn't matter. They asked it because the royal will see and think, someone will think, the passerby will think he washed his clothes on Shabbos and now he dried them out. And I, but the no one's going to see, it doesn't matter. Call Mokman Shos Kaman and Maritana for the Bechad Yechara, Mashmas, like Rav, and like Elizabeth and Shimon in that mission. Same thing in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Aleph, maybe the Shulchan Shabbos, or Chaim Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Hey. You shouldn't spread them out to dry like the marasayin. Shelo yachshu shekavs on b'shabbes. Ba'afilo b'chadri chadorim she'ein shomro osur. Okay. Okay. Now, any talks about something else? Let's say you had clothes on the clothesline from before Shabbos, Friday. That's something else. The osur was shot from b'shabbes. M'shot from erev Shabbos kind of chubos. Enochayim asal from b'shabbes. Get stuff on the clothesline from you did the wash Friday or Thursday, whatever, it's hanging out there. So then you don't have to take it in. That we don't. But anyway, so my point is in bringing this in is that this also is a Maris Ayin, which takes into account an assumption of something happened from before. Okay? Yeah. That will get to that too. We'll see, yeah. Okay, but now you could say that this case is not real. Again, so... The Shach pointed out a little bit of a problem in the Ramor. Again, the Ramor said, red meat with milk, you have to have a simen. Chicken with milk, you don't have to chicken. Red meat with almond milk, I mean, obviously. Red meat with almond milk, you have to have a simen. Chicken with almond milk, you don't have to have a simen because it's only drabonim. So the Shach said, what do you mean? Red meat with milk is also only a sidrap. It's also not also the rice unless it was cooked together. So he said, you have to say that it was cooked together. But his objection to the problem with that is we said that that's projecting back, right? That's the early different type of Maris Ayin. Okay, so maybe it is a different type of Maris Ayin. I mean, the Shach was aware of these Gemaras and Shabbos. I mean, so the objection is not you can't say that there's no such thing as projecting or applying Maris Ayin where the assumption goes back to something previous. But you could say that these cases are different going back to the. Chaluk made yesterday, okay, and that is maybe by Kvisa and so on, they actually were gozer, in other words, just you could say that when there's an actual gzera, okay, assuming that the Shach is challenging the Ramon, assuming, and the Shach said you have to say, but if you're saying you have to say, but the Ramon didn't say it, it's as a kasha, okay, so the Ramon could say, well, yeah, the Ramon would say, That's exactly what I'm talking about. There was Marisine. It's Marisine because it was cooked together. But that looks like, you're applying Marisine based on having to assume something that happened earlier. So I'm always saying, okay, so it's the same thing by washing clothes. There's Marisine with an assumption of what happened earlier. The Shach, or if you would choose to disagree with the Ramo, I'm not saying the Shach holds it, but you could say that it's not the same thing. Because by washing it, there was a gzera drabonon, right, not to do this, okay, and with his actual gzera drabonon, so then we can be choshev marasayin, even projecting back. Just like we said that when there's a formal gzera, you need a stronger heker, right, that's why you need by dam dogim, the kaskasim has to be inside. You can't place it there artificially, but it's not a formal drabonon, so then you can have a weaker type of heker. So too, you could say that there goes there. When the Chacham made a formal gzeris, then we're choshish even for what happened might have happened earlier. Mashenu came by when there's no formal gzera, we wouldn't go back. Maybe that's where the Shach's objection. But okay, in any event, so, yeah.
I don't understand what you need to project back at the bus for the Chalav.
They're assuming that the stuff was cooked together. Before we first read the case, yeah. We thought a guy's eating steak and it's a glass of milk.
Right.
But that's also a drabbanon.
Right.
So why did he, according to Ramon, why did he need the shkedim there for? Elamai, it must be that we're talking about a case where a guy was eating something which was cooked, but cooked in the almond milk.
Right.
You have to say that. Okay, but that's not evident necessarily from what he's doing right now. He's eating this dish right now. You don't know that it was cooked together. There's a marasayan that maybe it was cooked together, right? The marasayan is, the onlooker is going to think, oh, an hour ago it was cooked together. You know what I'm saying? That's something about projecting back.
The issue is not... And the fact that he has
meat
together with the milk.
But you don't know that it was cooked together. That's what I'm saying. Well, maybe you read it differently, but when I first read this, I'm all, you know, yeah, a piece of chicken with almond milk. You know, I'm thinking he's got a glass of milk and a steak on a plate, and he's eating. So that's the Shach's point. Someone's our mom. So you shouldn't need a heck of there.
Right. I mean, well, one could
have
said, and I think this is why I understand that.
Yeah.
I think I just assume that that point's our mom.
It was
literally a hot dish.
Yeah, okay, Anachanami. The hot dish, you know, right now. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like most. The Rambam sounds like it's a common milk, though.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. You're right next to it. I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Shach is saying, that's what you have to say.
Yeah.
But it's not the push-up shot. I don't think so. I think it's a push-up shot. But I'm telling you, but it's okay anyway, because you see that there is a marasayan. By hanging up the clothes, there is a marasayan. We're going to say again, there's nothing usher about what guy's doing right now. He's just hanging clothes up now. But an hour ago, I may have washed it. So there is a marasayan. That's I'm just pointing out. On the other hand, you could argue it's not the same because there was a formal gzera, you know. So they're stricter about it. I'm not sure I can hear, but okay. I'm just trying to, you know, be intellectually honest, cover all bases. That's all. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be such a big jump. We assume that meat is eaten when it's warm.
The meat is eaten when it's warm, but the milk is not usually. I mean, it's not usual, but you're right. If it's a cheeseburger, if it's a soy, what do they call it now? Well, first of all, you can have now the impossible burger, which is the other way around. Not the Chazal didn't say where the meat is fake. Right there, the cheese can be real. But before they had the impossible burger, they had veggie burger, right? But they had actual meat, but the cheese was fake, or the soy cheese or something. Whatever, but
the Schmacher
burger. That's what's cool.
Sarah's in Florida.
Okay, I don't know all the nicknames, but be that as it may. Again, you're right. I'm not saying it's the biggest jump. I'm just saying that the push-up shot when we first read the Ramah, it has a piece of steak and everything. Said, look, so Shach reminds us. Wait a minute, that's also on the jump. Okay, now, but more important is the second. Not more important. Also important is the second piece of that same Shach. Which I printed in source 9, the continuation of that Shach, it's a cotton vov. Okay? First, he quotes the Marshal who disagrees. The Marshal says, even the whole all bets are off. He says, the whole thing is wrong. He says, even by Drabbanan, you need. Good. Let's learn back what we first learned it. It wasn't cooked together. It was red meat and plain milk. Okay? And it's only Drabbanan. Says the Marshal, yeah, okay, good. You still need a hecker. And therefore, by chicken and milk, you also need a hecker. Marshal quotes that a Purim or other times they would have tarnik, you know, chicken with the machal shkedim, that it's usher unless you put something in loshinach shkedim etzav b'salv tinah kera. And especially about Basavala would say, and on the third line, look at the third line of 9, the Rishach writes, v'chein iskima achonim. Most assume not like the Ramah. Most achonim, at least according to the Shach, assume not like the Ramah. And that in fact, even chicken and milk, even by drabonim, you have to have a hecker as well. We're concerned about Marasayan. Bechenu of his deity. Okay? I said, I got the Sefer Bereshit. It also says like that. Because the ha afilo b'mida d'rabbanan chashina l'marasayan b'kamaduchti. He's going to bring a riot from several gemaras that there is Marasayan by d'rabbanan. And not just Dam Shabishu, but he's going to bring other riots. Okay? Classic Marasayan cases where the gemara itself says that the issue is Marasayan. And it's only and it's by the din which is rooted in the Rabbanon. So then the Rabbanan. He says, the ha'afilu, the fourth line, the key line, the ha'afilu b'midi the Rabbanan chayshin l'maras ha'am v'chama duchti. U'mehem b'shas p'ayin. He gives a few examples, which we're going to look at. Okay, so I'm not going to read the rest of the shach inside because I printed all the cases out for you. So let's look at some of those cases. Okay? One. Mishnah and Shabbos, nun dal on the base. We know the rule is that on Shabbos, you're not let your animal walk out on Shabbos wearing certain types of things, carrying things, or wearing things. Even though the animal isn't obligated to keep Shabbos, but you're obligated to keep Shabbos, we have a din called Shvisas Behemto. Right? It says in the Aseret Dibros, right? The law says, Hon Atum Chavita Obehemtecha. Right? Your animal. You're not allowed to have your animal do work for you on Shabbos. There's a whole parak. It's the fifth parak on Shabbos that says, Bame Behemo Yotza. Well, what can the animal, you know, an animal often has a saddle, various other things that it's wearing, we'll see here, a cowbell or something around his horns, different things. So again, we don't deal so much with animals, but the way they used to. But the Mishnayos, and then that Perek and Shabbos discusses different things which you're allowed to have, your animal can walk out with this on Shabbos, not a problem, other things it can't. So one of the things it says is, on Nun Dalam Bay, is the Mishnah, Ein Chamor Yotza B'Ridas B'Zman She'ena Kshurlo. A donkey should be dyed the type of a saddle. It should not walk out carrying, wearing a saddle unless it's fastened. Okay, it's not our issue. Velo bezug. Bezug is a bell, like Rashi says. Pamon katan, a little bell. Sometimes a cowbell. You know, some animals have a little on their around the horn. They put a bell. Okay, and it says afop shehu pakuk. Pakuk means it's hollow, meaning that little, what's a piece called that makes the ringing sound? That's a name, I forgot. Okay, but, you know, when it jingles, the piece in the middle hits the jingle bells, right? So it hits the bell, right? So if that piece is out and it's just hollow inside, if an animal's going to walk, usually the animal walks, it's got this cowbell on, so you can hear it jingling, and you hear the ringing sound. But if it's, even if it's hollow, you still shouldn't let it go out on Shabbos, okay? Rashi says, Afal pi shechala pakuk b'muchin, she'ein ha'inbal, so inbal is that's what it's called, inbal. You know, the Inbal Hotel is because it's right by its Liberty Bell Park. That parking lot, huh? What's that? Gana Pamon. Yeah, it's right there next to, that's what it's called, the Inbal Hotel, I'm pretty sure. And Inbal means the bell. You know, and then that little park, you walk down and you see the replica of the Liberty Bell there. So the Inbal Hotel is called that for that reason. Anyway, so Sheena Inbal from a Kaske Sashmiya Kol. This bell doesn't ring. It's not Mashmiya Kol. There's no sound that comes out. And the Gemara before his time, the Gemara will give the reasons, and he discusses other things in the Mishnah also. Okay, what's Taka the reason? Why can't, I mean, if it rings, I understand that maybe there's a problem, Hashmos, Kol, other things, if it's not going to ring, what's the problem? So the Gemara says, on the Dabar Beis and Shabbos, okay, V'lo Bezug, Afal Pishu Pakuk, Mishum Demechze, Kemanda Ozil Lechimgo. Okay, It stopped up, or it doesn't. Rashi says pakuk is satum. It's, you know, it doesn't ring. Lechinga Rashi says leshuk limkor. V'tol no zug lanoso. Apparently, that was a practice at one time that when you came with your animal, schlepping all your wares, you were selling your peddler, you're selling stuff in the market. So you know, you'd bring an animal and have a bell or something like that. It would ring and it would catch people's attention. And come, oh, what's this guy selling? That was like an advertising, you know, gimmick. A guy comes with a truck, he starts beeping a horn, you know, I mean, I don't know if they still have it. I mean, years ago when I was in the bungalow colony one summer, so there on Sundays, people would come up to the bungalow colonies selling all kinds of junk, okay, so, and not always junk, whatever, sorry, whatever they're selling, but they used to come in, and you know, they still have it, I don't know if they still do it. The guy would beep the horn and make a whole production, I don't know. Or to give a better example, and it still happens today, the ice cream truck comes and plays some inane tune over and over again, right? They can hear some stuff on the street, you know, at least from my office. You hear the nobody can hear this ice cream truck playing again and again. But the ice cream truck has a bell or a song that it plays, and all the kids, oh, they hear that song, they'll come running out, right? Well, that's the idea of, talking about Pavlovian reaction. My brother, when he was a little boy, he used to hear that sound, he used to start to cry because he was afraid. You know, he used to go get a quarter, whatever was my mother. I just wanted to get to buy ice cream, you know, as I say. He was always afraid he was going to miss the truck, you know, because the truck would come ringing and he'd start to cry, he's going to miss it, he runs in. So that sound was like Pavlov's dog, you know, he'd start crying as soon as he heard that bell, you know, like on Shabbos, when obviously he'd buy ice cream, the You walk on the shoulder, ice cream, he starts crying. Anyway, but be that as it may, so that's the same idea here. That's what Rashi says. That they would have people in those days, they had an animal, they had some kind of a bell. So when this particular bell started ringing, everybody knows that this peddler is in town selling this stuff. So therefore, what's the issue? So even if it's not going to ring, when it's wearing the bell, it looks like what they would wear for business purposes on Shabbos. They were talking about on Shabbos, right? So that's what the... that's what the Rashi Loshuklim Kotono Zugano. So even though it's hollow as Noshmos Ko, still it's also because it's Mechze, right? It looks like the animal's going out to sell its wares, so to speak. You know, the owner's going out to sell the animal to sell its wares. Get it? So that's why it's not allowed on Shabbos. That's Marisayim. That's a Marisayim problem. Now, a little bit later on that. And that Shabbos, apparently, it's tough. Samach Dalav, 10 pages later. Samach Dalav is at the very bottom, going over to Samach Hem and Aleph, 14. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Again, that statement. Kol Mokom She'asur Chachamim Neymar Sa'ayin Afilu B'chadre Chadarim Asur. Okay. So Tanan, and that reflects back to this Mishnah that we had in the Source 10, the Mishnah Nun Dalav Beis. V'lo B'zug Afal Pi She'pakuk. Okay. But the Tanya Edah, but there's a brayso that says poke klozuk b'tzavara umetayel ima b'chotzer. You're allowed to walk around with your animal, your donkey, or whatever this animal was, with the hollowed out bell in the chotzer in your yard, in your courtyard. You just can't go out to the marketplace. Okay? So again, that seems to be a steer to the rule of chadre chadarim. Right? The Rav makes a rule of chadre chadarim osir. So then once we say the animal can't go out wearing his bell to the marketplace, it shouldn't be allowed to go because it's Marisayin, people think it's for business purposes, okay? Or maybe sometimes they had the bell because he was selling the animal. Maybe it wasn't to schlep the wares. Maybe the purpose was, you know, when you had an animal walking with a bell, that was a signal you wanted to sell this animal, right? So you wouldn't do that on Shabbos. So yet the Brisa seems to say you are allowed to do it in your chatzer. So that's again a steer to the rule. The Kol Mokom Shosuchom and Amar Sain. Afilu Chadri Chadomar says, "Well, what's the problem?" So again, the Gemara gives the same answer. Very bottom of Samad Al Reis. Tanoi the Tanya, the same brightser from before. Shotchan B'chavah Ol Can I Get Amar B'Lez B'Shimon Osrin? Okay, they hold like Rab. So there is a problem with Chadri Chador. Okay. So yeah. Rashi said again, it's not molded coal, it's not the issue that the bell is not making noise, it's not a Mashmos coal issue. Okay. And but the Rabbi Shimon also, like Rab, who said the Chadra Chadorim is also. Alright? So again, here we have a situation of actually Machlokes, whether Chadra Chadorim. Once a chacham asks someone, is it also b'chadri chadarim or not? But one thing's clear, okay, as we'll see in this one second, but let's see how the poskim rule here. Okay, the Rambam, here actually is the Rambam, Shmonach doesn't paskin around. The Rambam paskins, Rambam's not as clear. Parakof alochates, Hilchos Shabbos, 17. Mnei ze lo teitze behema bezug shevet savarov, afilo ha pakuk shein lo kol. It says lo teitze behema, sounds like, does he mean even in private? I'm not sure. It's not clear from the Rambam. Okay? Magid Mishnah sounds like Magid Mishnah there, Perkof Halachatess, or Tzeis Behema Mishnah, below Bezug Afa Mishupok, Gomar Mishum de Mechse Keman Dozel Chinga. It sounds like he means across the board. So the Rambam would seem to be saying even Mechadri Chadarim. However, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. Shulchan Aruch there, in the Chushabbos, this is in Simon Shin Hei, Sif Yud Aleph. Okay? Here, you just look at the end, he talks about all these different things which the animal can and can't wear, different types of things, the decorative types of, sometimes you have a fancy horse that's wearing, like by Central Park, you know, those horses that you can go on, those horses that have, is wearing all kinds of fancy, the horses all dolled up, right? They wear silver and velvet and so different things on Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch was talking about. At the end, there in Sifir Aleph, he writes, "To poke exusha from a tab of the chotzer, I will lo say tzeibol or shus harab ma'afu shukol benim b'tzavara benim b'ksusa," and so on. The mechaber here does allow, okay, mechaber here does allow you to in private. Now the whole concern that Mishabur points out, it's called Mem Gimel 20, Mishum the Mexican Limkar. But if not going to Rosh Rabbi, I don't have that concern. So anyway, the Mechaber here splits. I'm not interested now in understanding why the Mechaber here says the Chadur Chadam doesn't apply. In other cases, the Chadur Chadam does apply. You can come up with distinctions. But what I'm pointing out is, what is the entire concern here? What's the whole concern with this bell in Rosh Hashanah? Forget about Chadur Chadam for the moment. What's the concern? Mecha Chomemkar. Well, Mecha Chomemkar is only what? It's only Drabonim. Mecha Chomemkar and Shabbos is only also Drabonim. So that's what the Shach, these are the Gemaras that the Shach brings to prove that Ramo can't be right. Ramo said, oh, chicken and milk, to begin with, is only Drabonim. Therefore, with almond milk, it's Mutter, there's no Marisai. What do you mean? We see from all these are classic Marisai cases. Right, the Gemara mentions Marisai, and it even brings up Yechad Rechador Nachad Rechad Machlokas. In one case, it's Chana Paskins. We are worried about it. We're not okay. I'm not interested in the Chilik now, but I'm just pointing out these are classic Marisai cases, and they're all talking about the concern of the case with the drying the clothes. That was the derisa, but the case with the animal, the bell. Okay, that's a drabon. Okay, the concern is Mecha Chomemker. Where do we see that Mecha Chomemker is only drabon? So that's a sugya in Beitza. 21, Lamed Vav Med Beis, an important mission actually, in Beitza, Lamed Vav Med Beis. The mission says, Kol Shechava Mishum Shvus, Mishum Rishus, Mishum Mitzvah, B'Shabbos, Chavon Ob Yomtev. Shabbos, Yomtev, for the same. Many people think, oh, Yomtev is much more lenient. Yomtev is lenient to the cooking, or the carrying, but most other things apply, huh? Or the punishment of it.
Yeah.
That's the dip, right. Or the own shabbos, yeah. It's a lot as opposed to right. But what I'm saying, many people think, but no, whatever is usher, mishum shus, mishum shus, mishum mitzvah. I didn't quote, there's a lot of rashi that I mentioned, which I didn't bother putting in the sheet because we're not learning that now. But the Mishnah goes on to give examples. What's mishum shus? Shus is a rabbinic prohibition on Shabbos. So whatever the rabbanon prohibited, for example, lo olin ba'ilon, you can't climb a tree. I like climb a tree. Why not climb a tree on Shabbos? Because you might what? Break a branch, right? Below roch on a gabi behema, can't ride an animal, horseback riding. Same thing, you'll break it, stick off to me, and to prod the animal. Below shotin al pnei hamayim, you're not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos because of schita. Below metapkin, okay, below mesapkin, below mraktin, dancing, clapping, all these things are usher, and are usher on yontif also. Right? That's what we discuss another time why Simchas Torah is different. Okay, but anyway, that's another discussion. But those are things which are mishum shavus. Optional activities, which you know, nothing to them, no mitzvah element to them. That's mishum rishus. Same on Yom Tov, same on Shabbos. Ve'elahim mishum rishus. Okay, rishus means they're optional, but there's a mitzvah element to it. Lo donin, right? Lo mekadshim, lo choltzim, lo miyabnim. Okay, you can't be mekadish on a woman on Shabbos. Okay, you can't do chalitza on Shabbos. No yim on Shabbos. No din Torah on Shabbos. Okay. And ve'ela mishum mitzvah, these are things which have a full mitzvah, it is a mitzvah. Lo makdishin, to donate something to Hector. Lo marichin, erchin, and again, to donate something to Beis HaMikdash based on its value. Lo machrinim, charamim, lo makbin, truma meiser. Kol elu b'yomtev, omer kavachom Shabbos. It's true, also on Yomtev, also on Shabbos. And then the Gemara Mishnah concludes with the same phrase that we have in the Mishnah Megillah, Ein Bein, right? All the Ein Beins at the end of the first paragraph of Megillah. So the first one is Ein Bein, Yomtev, Shabbos, alochon nefesh bovad. Okay. Now, what's the problem with Makdishim, Marichim, with Hektish, and all this? So the Gemara on Lamed Zayin and Aleph, on this mission, 22. Eilam Mishum Mitzvah, Lo Makdishim, Marichim, Marichim, what's the reason? Gzeir Mishum, Mekachum Emkar. To donate something to Hektish is to change its ownership status. Okay? As Rashi says there in Beit Salam Zayin and Aleph, important Rashi, 23. Mishum Mekachum Emkar, Dele Mekachum Emkar, Domer, Shemotzi Merishuso, Lushus Hektish. There's been a transference, there's a change of ownership, a legal status change. It's owned by him, now it's owned by him. That's Mecca Chumemka on Shabbos. Umecca, how do we know this? So who says Mecca Chumemka is not on Shabbos? So first Rashi says Mecca Chumemka is not on Shabbos. That's a post in the end of Yeshaya, Nun Ches. It's actually the Torah on Yom Kippur, right? That's the post that says, in Toshim Shabbos Arglecha, some people have a minig to say that among the introductory psukim and Kiddush Shabbos morning. But no, sorry, they've seen them, right? In Toshim Shabbos, the psukim, and that's where Oneg and Kavod are mentioned, right? The Chibarito, and so on, Vakarsal Shabbos Onik, right, the Kabbalah Onik Shabbos, I mentioned this. Among the things that I mentioned, so Cheftuch of Adab Adabar. So Mecha Chamevka, it's also in Amikra. And the assumption is that the Derisa, okay, even though it's from Navi, but it's like Rashi, like the Rambam says, by Kabbalah Onik Shabbos, it's maybe the Raisa, but it was explained by the Nevi'im. It was part of Torah Peh, then the Nevi'im wrote it down. So anyway, that's what he says. But Inami, more important for us at the moment, Inami, Mecha Chumemkar, Osil de Ksiva, or Ksiva, Shtari Mechira. Usually when you do business, you write a bill of sale, you write up a receipt, until you print it up, whatever. Okay, but in other words, that's business. Normal business transactions include writing something down. So therefore, a tziva. So therefore, the Rabbanan, word goes there, and the Rabbanan said, you can't involve yourself in any business activity on Shabbos. Shema, you'll come too, right? Okay, and then that's, you know, that's one example. Huh?
This is a deraisa.
Writing this is a deraisa, yeah. Writing tziva is a deraisa. So mekomemkar is the Rabbanan. Right? What do you mean? So then, don't be makdish, because it's like Mecha Chomemka, which is a proper writing. Isn't that Xerah Xerah? No, it's the Gemara gives the old answer, Kulachad Xerah. It's all one package. Okay, one Kulachad Xerah. Good. So no, we're not allowed to engage in any business transactions and business deals on Shabbos. Okay? I'll digress a moment by saying, just saying the magic words in Yiddish, Nishtaf Shabbos Geret, does not make it permissible. Right? Just saying, well, I really shouldn't be talking about that Shabbos, but, right? You know the old joke, right? The guy comes into shul this morning, Shabbos morning, and he sees his friend, and he says, Nishtaf Shabbos Geret, I hear you're selling a car. Right? So the guy says, Nishtaf Shabbos Geret, yeah, I am selling my car. So Nishtaf Shabbos Geret, how much you want for it? And the guy says, Nishtaf Shabbos Geret, I'm missing for $20,000. So the guy says, Nishtaf Shabbos Geret, I'll offer you $15,000. The guy says, Nishtaf Shabbos Geret, I can't take less than $18,000. Okay, and they part ways. Good Shabbos, have a good day. Comes back at Mincha time. And he says, Nishtaf Shabbos Geret, I'll give you 18. And he says, Nishtaf Shabbos Geret, I sold it to somebody else meantime. So that's the old joke. But Lamai says, you know, all these things are not permissible in Shabbos, business, and so on. So, but what's my point? So what was the concern with the bell then? The bell was a business concern, a Mecha Chomemka concern. A Darbonah, right? A Darbonah. And yet, those are classic examples of Maariv Zayin. So the Shach says, what in the world does Ramon mean when he says there's no Maariv Zayin, we're not worried about Maariv Zayin by Bsar Cholov, by Bsar Ofen and Cholov Shkedim, because it's only Darbana. What do you mean? So what if it's only Darbana? Because see clearly there are Darbana. We see clearly by these cases Darbana. Okay? Well, that's a good question. Assuming, like I said, it's a derisa, that wouldn't be, yeah.
More severe than
Tarbana, so yeah. So right, possibly. And there, anyway, the Rambam Paskin, let's look at the next source. The Rambam Paskin 24, Hilchos Shabbos Parak Chav Gimel Halacha Yud Beis Kosei Me'Elvis Halachas Lefichach Asher Likchol. Likchol is to women put blue, you know, like we call it eye mascara and eyeliner and eyeshadow and stuff like that. Okay, that's writing. Okay. The also lilvos or halvos, you can't borrow and lend and so on money. Gzereshem yichto, v'chein also litnos limkor liskor lahasim gzereshem yichto. The Rambam says like the second shot in Rashi. Anyway, he says it's all under gzereshem yichto. Okay, and you can't hire workers on Shabbos and so on. You can borrow. You can borrow. You want to borrow a cup of sugar from the neighbor and so on, that you're allowed to. But even there, you have to not say in a certain way. Fine, and that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskins as well, Simon Shin Vav Siv Vav, but with an exception. Cheftze Shamayim Mutal Adaber Behem. Okay, you are allowed to if there's a mitzvah involved. Okay, this is the whole thing to talk about Cheshbon Shal Mitzvah, Lifso Stoke, okay, L'shadech, you know, look in his mirror. So L'shadech Habonos, huh? That was the actual Kedushin, yeah. The Ramon is a Tshuva. That was actual Kedushin. I mentioned that Mishnah Beit, so the when I was in Poland, whenever I got to Poland, so one of the places you go in Krakow is the Ramon Shul. Ramon Shul is not that big. This year, the Taka Daven there, but in the summertime. But the Shul is not much bigger than this room. There's a much bigger Shul in Krakow. But the Ramon Shul, so I decided to give it a shiur, and when I had the students there, about a shiloh which came up in the Ramon Shul. And the shiloh was a wedding. In those days, they used to make the weddings on, in general, people made weddings Friday afternoon. That was a common time for chasen. The reason why, because people were too poor to afford a whole meal for chasen and Shabbos. So they doubled up, the whole town got together, they went and brought in food, and they made the wedding Friday afternoon, an hour or whatever, before Shabbos, and the Sudas chasen was Friday evening. Right? Can you imagine getting an invitation today for a wedding, Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock? That wouldn't happen today. But in those days, they had to do it because, for poverty reasons. So there was a whole sichsuch. Because there was a case, it was a girl was a girl was a Yosoma, and a whole two families fell apart. There was so one of the families said, "I should have." It was right before Shabbos. So Ramon said, "No, we're going to work this out. We're going to make this chasen happen." And they worked out the deal between two sides, and it was ready. He writes in the tshuva, it was ready well after, not 18 minutes, well after Shkia. It was well after Shkia, and he performed the wedding in the shul courtyard right there. Well into Shabbos. And then he wrote a tshuva because he begins with language, he says, kol rash gadol, Moshe, everyone in London, what am I doing? So he gave a whole justification of why he thinks it's mutter, and that whole mission in Beitza was only talking about a second marriage, and whatever, it's a whole. But that was but here we're talking about Shadech, just to make a Shidduch, and they're talking about, but again, in those days, make a Shidduch meant, each side would say, I'm going to give this amount of pillows and that amount of bed sheets and so on and so forth. Anyway, that's all allowed. That's called Tzorchei Chefetz Shamayim. Okay, but even there, you shouldn't talk about an exact amount of money. This comes up at the end of Shulchan Aruch about a Misha Berech. And you get Aliyah, right? Misha Misha Berech. Yeshom, the Mokom, Shinogin, Litain, Likor, Lakor, Batar, Misha Berech. But no, the Litzoko, Lachazin, the Osu, Mishabbos. Okay, there they gave him Mishaberach. The guy got Aliyah, so he gave him Mishaberach. That's how they paid the Balkori, or the Chazan. They gave him the money. Today they take him to the shul, whatever, upkeep of the shul, right? But in those days, they'll pay. So is that allowed? You know, it's a minig, lahokil. Okay, people are makil. That bichlal, the Magen Avraham, I'm not going to read it. It's interesting. Every moment, read the Magen Avraham. It's called Tezvav. It talks about all these cases, right? That they give money to somebody, or hachrozim, it's selling the aliyahs. They're doing some shul, so they sell ataresa, right, in some places. They sell the aliyahs on Rosh Yom Kippur, the psichas, whatever, the shtibachai, they still do it, many shuls still do it, okay? Now I think sometimes they do before, but, is that allowed on Shabbos? $25 for psicha, ochil okel, whatever. And Elena gets a bigger, and the Sanatokev starts higher, right? So you have a whole hierarchy of psichas. But this idea of people do it. People do it today, right? You get Aliyah, so if you first make a Mishmerech with the Ola, and then the guy got Tzilei wants to make a Mishmerech with his wife and his mother-in-law and his cousins, and they make all the names, and the Gabbai reads all the names. So is this allowed on Shabbos? That's what the Magen Avraham is talking about. The Mishaburut in Sukkot, that's what the Mishaburut in Sukkot, Lamed Gimel discusses also what's allowed. Just as a side point, the first Mishmerech, which they make standard, right? They don't have to give any money. So it's a little funny, the text of Rasalmetri pointed out. It says, Mishabarach Rav Moshe, Yivarach has so and so. And it says, Bavur Sha'ala Torah. And Bishar Zerach, Kadosh Baruch Shemar, it said, so Rav said, what do you mean Bavur? We're not supposed to ask for reward for mitzvahs. What do you mean Bavur? And Bishar Zerach, I don't know you. So in my shul, I asked the Gabbai to take out the words Bavur. It just says, Mishabarach Yivarach has so and so, Sha'ala Torah. It's a tefillah, Sha'ala Torah. They're not Bishar Zerach. However, when you give tzedakah, so then you're allowed to ask for it. Tzedakah is the one mitzvah of which you ask for reward, right? The pasuk says, "Uvichanun in abazos." Pasuk in Treyaser, the Haftar of Shabbos Agala, right? Uvichanun abazos. The Gemara says in Tainis that there you allow for tzedakah, you're aser taser, aser b'shushal tisaser. You're allowed to ask for tisaser. You're allowed to ask for reward for tzedakah, right? Uvichanun, but what's the pasuk? Uvichanun abazos. And laeftach lachem es harabos hashemayim varikosel machon bracha. I believe die, you'll give tzedakah, mice and shumas, everything else, I'll give you rain, everything, I'll open up the treasure houses of heaven and so on. So for tzedakah, you can test that Kadosh Baruch Hu. Other than that, I'm not supposed to. So if the second Mishaberach that they're making for the family, so then the guy's Babur Shita in Matama Vesaknes, oh, then you can say Bishchaisa, because then you're allowed. But the first one, I think the Rav thought was not proper to say Babur and Bishchaisa, because not giving tzedakah, you just had an aliyah. That's a nice thing to have an aliyah. But that's just a side point. In fact, also it's interesting, I think the Rav said, and that does relate to this, I think the Rav said that it's better for the person to specify how much he's giving. Either Rav, but to specify. You're giving, because there's a question, let's say a guy gets an aliyah, okay, the guy gets an aliyah, and he's in a cheerful mood, he makes a mishaberach for his family, he got a fancy maftir, we got the SS Adibas or whatever the Aliyah was. He's very excited. Ashishi, he's very excited. And so he's planning, he's hey, I'm going to give a donation of $100. That's what he has in mind, $100. Right? Then a few weeks later, he sits down to write the check, thinks to himself, I never said $100. Right now, he's not in such a cheerful mood because he's doing all those bills. So I'll give him $18. That's also good. I never said $100. But the problem is, we assume there's a discussion, you know, Dvarim Shevelev, whether the Dvarim and Dvarim, but by mitzvah, it could be the Dvarim Shevelev or yes Dvarim. So if you make a mental pledge to do a mitzvah, so there could be, this guy gave a mental pledge to give $100, and now he's going to give only 18 because now he's not in the same good mood that he was when he got the Aliyah. Maybe he's in violation. The Rav said, you know what? Say what you're going to give. then you'll do it. But they have all these things they're talking about. A lot of the shuls to have appeals. They give out these little cards. You fold over. How much, you know, are you going to give? Right? Anyway, that's a discussion over here. But in the middle of the Magen Avraham, maybe about three, six, about eight, nine lines down, Mecha Chumemkar, Echa Repev, Echa Mesira, Aser, Gzera Shem Yichtov. But all these different mitzvah things, it's stuck, okay, we can talk about it. Same thing in the Mishnah Berurah, okay? Fourth line from the Sivan Laman Gimel, fourth line from the top of 27. Behine Mecha Chumemkar, Echa Revecha Mesira, Aser, Gzera Shema Yavo Liksiva. So Memela, the concern of Mecha Chumemkar is a concern you're going to come to write. But it's a gzera. It's a gzera. Okay? Now, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Reish Lamed Hei Siv Chavchez, 28, which the, I think it was the Magen Avraham sent us to, okay? But it's here. He says, HaMocher O HaKone Kinyan B'Shabbos Yom Kippurim Yom Tev Afal Pisha Makinos Al Shavu D'Rechomim Maisel Kayomim. The sale stands. This guy with the car with Nishra Shabbos Karet, the sale stands. He wasn't supposed to do it, but the sale stands. But anyway, what do we see from all of this? That there is Marisayan and Rabbanan, okay? And therefore, all these Gemaras and so on, the concern is a Cheshash or Mecha Chomemkar. And based on that, the Marshal thinks that, the Shach thinks the Marshal is right. That that Bsar Oaf and Chorosh Kedim also needs, like he can talk about his case on Purim, also needs a hacker. Okay, based on all this, it seems like the Ramah is, the problem with the Ramah. The Taz, by us here in Sim, Pei Zayin, Sim, Kot, and Dalet, thinks the Ramah is right. He says that in this case, and you can come up with differences. I'll come up with a difference. Maybe Shabbos is different. Because Shabbos is a din of Shabbos. All these riots are from Shabbos. Shabbos is a din of Shabboson. So, you know, because there's an assay of Shabbos also, right? It's like the love of Shabbos. We're not going to say of Shabbos. Same Shabbos as Shabbos with the rest, Shabbos. So there, the Chacham were more strict, even on the Rabbanan, and not so. But so you can get out of the Shach's kashas. You know what I'm saying? The Taz does. And it doesn't really address the kashas. He quotes the Marshal, and he says, it's the third line towards the end, and it's a cotton dial here, 29. But Av ki divrei Ramon nechonim. He says, the minig is, even though I was right, the minig is even by chicken, you should put the shkedim there also. Okay? And the shach, I forgot to print it, but I should have printed it. The kudat kesef on this taz reminds us he disagrees. He says, no, the shach says the Ramah is not correct. The marshal is correct. That's a machlokas. But I'm saying the shach can get out of the kashas by saying that Shabbos is different. That's what Achronim say it. Achronim says that. Okay, good. Achronim says that Shabbos is different, and therefore there's no kashya. By Tishbos, by Shabbos, and Tishbos, and so on. There's an asay of Shabbos, so that's how Achronim say you can get out of it. I just point out the Pischei Tshuva. Okay, is everyone with me? So the Shach has his objection. What do you mean? There's no Maris Haim Darbonon. Some of the classic cases in the Gemara and Shabbos are Maris Haim Darbonons. So the Shach therefore says the Ramah must be wrong. There is Maris Haim Darbonon, and the Taz says no, he's right. They can get out of it. The Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, I'll take a look. Right, now, but the Pischei Tshuva here in our Siman Pei Zayin Sukkot Yud has an entirely different defense of the Shach. I'm sorry, defense of the Ramah, and but he has to read into the Ramah. Look what he says. Very, very interesting. He says, quotes again the Marshal disagrees. But Ayin Benachos Tzvi, that's one of his works, Shekasavti, the Mikol Mokom Ain Lesser Alinep Sarof Bechal Shkedim Belisha Nech Shkedim Etzlo, Ella imhu b'fnei haroim. Here's his chilek. Okay? Kemo b'sudas gedolos. De'ika maris ha'in gomor. Abo b'beso mutter. Look what he says. He says, you got, I'm not going to accept that there's no mar. I agree there's maris ha'in by the rabbon. There is. There's maris ha'in. Like the cases in Shabbos. And not like we're going to say Shabbos is different. No. There's maris ha'in by the rabbon. The shach is right. The Ramah agrees to that too. Ramah doesn't say. The Ramah also agrees. Of course, that's the pashtus and the sukkahs and Shabbos. Okay, we came up with the teretz that Shabbos can be different without the teretz. Okay, the pashtus is as marasayim by Darabonans also. So marasayim Darabonans also. He's saying the Ramah agrees with that. Ramah agrees. Aye. So how come he doesn't? He says you don't need. He distinguishes when it's a marasayim mamish and marasayim, meaning public. Marisayim Gomor, as opposed to Chadrei Chadorim, right? Bebeiso Mutter, okay? In other words, what he's saying is, Ramah holds that there is Marisayim by Darbanan when it's taka concern of Marisayim. What the Ramah doesn't hold from in the Darbanan is Chadrei Chadorim. The extension that Kol Mokom She'osucham Marisayim like you said before, that's only by Daraisa. That's only by Daraisa. The extension that Maris Ayin is usher, even if there's nobody around to see it, in the middle of nowhere, okay, and they're locked up in a room, someone no one can see it, that extension, that's only by Daraisa. And that's what Ramah means. In other words, what the Pesach Tshuva is positing is that the Ramah would agree that if there are lots of people around, when this guy's eating his chicken with almond milk, then the Ramah would agree, oh yes, you better put some hecker there. You better have some kind of hecker, because that's mamish marasayin. Yeah, I don't want darbana. That's okay, there's marasayin and darbana. What the Ramah meant was, this guy's by himself. He's eating alone. There's nobody there. He's in his house, in his kitchen, having dinner. Okay? And nobody's there. There's no one around. Then the Ramah says, he doesn't need a hecker by darbana, because there's no problem. There's no extension of Chadri Chadorim. Okay? When he's alone, there's no problem. That's what the Ramah says. Now, it's very logical. You know, again, the problem with the Pesach Tshuva is Ramah doesn't say it. I mean, it's Ikar Chasam HaSefer. Ramah should have said it, but he didn't. But all right. However, by a Doraisa, I don't care if it's Chadri Chador. That's what Ramah said. By a Doraisa, red meat with almond milk, you've got to have Simonim even if nobody's there. By red meat, by Doraisa, then we say, Kol Mokom Shegoz, Kol Mokom Shegoz, Afilu Chadri Chador Amosu. You know, and again, I think it is, there is the logic of that position. And by the way, that'll work out with the Marshal, because what was the Marshal's case? What were we talking about? It was Purim. Meaning probably what? The people were there, right? Purim. Who have a Purim suit by itself? I mean, the pastor's Purim. No good people had. You know, Purim is a tumbling, right? People are in the house. Yeah, there, the Marshal. I would agree with the Marshal. On Purim, when there are people in the house by the Purim Suda, there, the Ramah would agree, yes, the Marshal is correct, I agree. You have to have a simon over there. I was talking about the guys alone. Right? I mean, and the Marshal doesn't say it's only by Purim. That the case, he brings up the case of Purim. Purim, Mistama, people not eating alone on Purim. There was a group of people. People get together, right, on Purim. Everyone's with somebody else on Purim, no? So, I mean, generally. So there, the Marshal said, you need a hecker, and comes along. Well, I agree. You hear the Pesach Tshuva. So it's a different, again, Ikar Chasam HaSefer, because Ramah didn't say that he's talking about only in private. But nevertheless, I think there's a certain logic to it. Okay, but it's the Raisa, then the Chadri Chadorim. So let's look for a few minutes, quickly, if I can, at some of the Chadri Chadorim issues. Okay, you with me? Hear the Pesach Tshuva. So that defends the Ramah totally differently. It's a totally different defense. It's rereading the Ramah, and it's saying the Ramah is not giving you a blanket excuse that you never. We never say Maris Hayim by Drabonim. No, we certainly do say Maris Hayim by Drabonim, and that's all those cases in the Gemara and Shabbos, Amachokas, you know. And his Hachro would be that Chadri Chadorim doesn't apply to Drabonim. That doesn't apply. Maris Hayim in general does. Okay, so just look at a few in the Gimel here, starting source 31, a few of the Chadri Chadorim cases. Okay, so one of the classic cases, Gemara Ksubis, Sama Chamanal, towards the bottom of the page. One of them says as follows: Tanya, Nachum, you have one with me? Good. Tanya, Nachum Ish Galya Omer. Tzinor she'alobo kaskasin. Kaskasin here don't mean scales from fish. Tzinor is a pipe, like a drain pipe. And kaskasin, you know, garbage got inside. Rashi, tzinor hamekaleach mayim in agav. Right, it's a drain pipe that shuffles water off. The water comes off the roof, like our regular drain pipes. Right, water comes down, doesn't gather on the roof. Okay, kaskasim kashim asavim. Right, grass and leaves and other stuff like today stuff got clogs up your drain pipes. It's a problem. Your drain pipes clog up, so then the water piles in the ceiling and eventually leaks into the house. So that, you know, those are a similar issue. So that's why always the gardener always has to clean. Now they have a leaf garden, whatever types of things you can buy to put on top of it, whatever, but it's a concern even today. So the case in the Gemara is Tzinor Shalobo Kaskas, and the guy had his clogged up. So Memachan Biraglo, you can go ahead and kick it, or, you know, get this junk out, the grass or the leaves that are clogging it up, get out with your feet. Bitsina B'Shabbos. Privately, I'm sorry, Enoch Hoshesh. After all, what's the problem to begin with? The problem is what we call Tikkun Kli. You're fixing stuff. So fixing stuff is broken on Shabbos. That's one of the malachas of Shabbos. Tikkun Mana. You're not allowed to fix something on Shabbos. Okay? It's Misakin. So here, but you can do it, you know, Bitsina, and you do it with a backhanded way. You do it, you know, with your foot. Ordinarily, you'd have to take the pipe and put something through to clean it through. Here, you kick it with your foot, or you shuffle your foot through a little bit. So that's called Kilachar Yad. That's why the Gemara says, my time of Misakin, Kilachar Yad. Kilachar Yad literally means backhanded. It's a backhanded, abnormal way. That's not a violation of Shabbos on the Raisa level. Because in order to violate Shabbos the Raisa, you need to have what's called Melechus Machsheves. And Melechus Machsheves means, right, it's done in the normal, we talked about it at the beginning with Bishol, it's done in the normal manner that you would do this. Like you do something in an abnormal manner, so it's still awesome. Right, because even if I'm right handed, I do it with my left hand, right, or, you know, or I do it with my elbow, or, you know, some other abnormal fashion, that's not a violation of the Raisa on Shabbos. It's called Misakel Achayad. Umakom Pseida lo gozer v'rabanan. Here it's going to be a makom pseida because the water is going to gather and it's going to leak into his house and ruin all his carpeting or his sofa or something. Okay, and Rav Yosef halacha kanachem ishgali. So that's Rashi 32. Kilachayat adi shinui. Right, you do it in an abnormal way with a shinui. Right, baraglo with your foot or some other way. All right, so that's the situation in the Gemara. So, but it says you do it b'tzini, you do it privately. Right. So ask Tosis, Samachon Aleph, in Ksubas 33, Devas Mamachon, Ay, Behodar, Kamok, Moshoshchav, and Emaris Ayan, Afim, Chadachon, Osir. Okay, what do you mean? What do you mean? If you can't do it, if it's Maris Ayan, people are going to think you're fixing your pipe on Shabbos, so then it should be a problem even if it's Bitsina. Right? That's Tosis Kashin. What do you mean? What do you mean, Bitsina? Mamachon, Baraglo, Bitsina, Bishabbos. Bitsina means privately. What do you mean? If it's also there's Maris Ayin, people will think you're fixing your pipe. So look what Tosa says. Hainu davka b'isra malacha d'oraisa. There you have it. That's the rule of Chadri Chadarim is only when it's malacha d'oraisa. Kemo shotchan b'chama, when you're drying something where the original issue was kibbutz, was d'oraisa, washing clothes d'oraisa. Where it says shotchan b'chama lo kenegaram. Shem yiru yisbu shekabs on kibbutzim b'shabbos. There the onlooker will think you fix them on Shabbos. Aval hacha, what will the onlooker see? He'll see you doing it with your foot, right? Aval hacha lo yira ela malacha kalach yad. Da'av d'rabbanan. He'll see you doing this backhanded way. So at worst, it's tikkun mana d'rabbanan. It's fixing mana d'rabbanan. Then below goes d'rabbanan. Lesser b'chadri chadorim. The Tosa says this point b'feirut. That's a pischei tshuva, right? That we don't extend b'chadri chadorim when it's only d'rabbanan. You hear? Right? This Tosa says mefurish. Right? That's what pischei tshuva is saying. We don't extend chadri chadorim when the whole issue is only d'rabbanan. Here, this guy is playing with the pipe with his foot. Okay, so he unclogged with his foot. So that's only d'rabbanan to begin with. So that's okay, b'tzina. Okay, because no one's going to be, you know, we don't extend chadri chadorim. Tosfos there tells you, look at moed katan chesam and beis. Let's look at that quickly. Moed katan chesam and beis. There they're talking about al chalamoid. That's what that moed katan is, chalamoid, right? So tanina lahot d'rabbanan osin kol tzor chemes. Person dies on chalamoid. So talking about now. Doing all the things that have to be done to prepare a person for burial and so on, including fixing the aron, the coffin, right? So it says there, and the Kotan Chasam Beis, also aron, You can make Aron HaMeis, the coffin, Minasaron HaMinasaron Erev Yomtiv. You have to have the types of nails that were set up or fixed or made before Yomtiv. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, Umenasun Bitzina Bitzvok Beis. You can even do the regular type of nails, but it should be Bitzina. Okay? And because it's a Torah Gadol to make these nails, that's what Rashi says in 35, that Dimas Menasun, you have to have nails from before because the Torah got a lot of salt. It's a big tircha, it's not a lot of chalomid. Okay. Anyway, Tosas there, Morkot and Chesim Bey, says, but for also the Farhesia, but it's also to fix these nails with Farhesia. So what about, again, if it's Marisayan, the person who thinks you're doing this, Malach al chalomid? He says, "V'yeshli tein tam de lo damo lahi de chol sh'asu chamish umaris ayin v'chulei afilu chadu chadam aser." No, it's domi tvei lahi perak afalpi. That's the monk sumis tav samech. That it's like a tzinor shalom kaskasim. It's the same. You know, now, according to Tosus, that's because Tosus said, "Why is it domi tvei?" Because Tosus of the opinion that's a machokas that isu malacha chalamo is only drabbanon. The whole list of Malach and Chalamoid to begin with is only Drabbanon. So therefore, it's similar to the case where the guy's doing his foot, but it's also Drabbanon. Again, full disclosure, not everyone agrees with that. That's a Machlokes we've shown him. It's not our topic now, but Tosel Shitoso, that the whole Isser of Malach and Chalamoid is only Drabbanon, so therefore it's Mutu Bitzina and not Befarasia. Same rule. There's no Chadre Chadorim in the Drabbanon. Okay? The Rosh in Shabbos, on Perkov Bey, Simon Tess, okay, where he quotes that statement of Rav, you know, Komoko and so on. All right, so the as he says, the Machlokas Tanaim as well. All right, and the question is, do we pass him like that or not? So he says, Rabbeinu Nisim Gon Pasuk Dein Alacha Kerav. Okay, so the Rosh also seems to make this distinction, but not everyone does. The Ran, that's not the same as Nisim Gon. The Rosh quotes Nisim Gon, but the Ran. On the riff in Beitza, Dalam and Beis going over to Hamad Aleph. The Dibra Maskel is Umi alone here is on Dalam and Beis, but the part that weren't is on the Hamad Aleph. Okay? He disagrees. And he says, no, that's not true. The we do extend Chadr Chadorim even by Drabbanon. Okay? He said, the Eini Omer came. Elahana lo shakwa the Rav Klal, the Rav Hochi Kamer, the Chol Dover Shemutu Gomor, the Chama Sumre Marasayan Bilvad. You can't make a distinction. The rule of Chadre Chadorim applies to everything once the Chacham asked it. Everything. Okay? Because otherwise, you know what will happen. People will say, well, the Ran predicts it. You know, people, in general, people say, oh, well, it's only Drabbanon anyway. Right? That's people's attitude. And others say, well, you know, it's true I'm outside, but on my block, nobody comes by on Shabbat, right? Each guy will have his own way of saying, well, this really is Chadre Chadorim, right? They'll say, V'yomer ain't Kan Rom, nobody ever drives by here, so they're not worried about it, right? And it says around nothing doing, okay? Once the rule is, then the rule is, and that's it. Even in private, it's right, so upon it, it doesn't matter, okay? You can't do it. The cases of the case of Ksubas, of Samech, he said, no, look at the Gemara carefully. The concern was there, but Makom Pseidel Ogozer Rabbanon. The whole Gzer didn't apply. There were reasons why the Gzer didn't apply, right? When they asked it, they were it was built in originally that way, that they were Matur Pitsina. Because EF Shabalavachi, they're causing a loss of money, right? The rain's going to leak into the guy's house. But you can't make a blanket statement from there, a blanket derivation from there. Okay, so in any event, we have this chiluk that some agree to, some don't agree to. Machlokes we've shown it, but at least now the Ramah can say, we can say, like the Pesukei Teshuvah says, the Ramah is going to say that we don't extend Chadre Chadorim and Drabbanon. The Ran seems that we do. Okay, all right, so it's a machlokes, we don't. But, and for emphasis, they want ksubas differently. The Magen Avraham, okay, in Siman Shin Aleph, which we saw before, it's called Nunvav, okay, he mentions what Tosas says, but he finds it a little difficult. Because, again, the Gemara should have said this chiluk. Right, this chiluk between the Rais and the Rabbanon, the Gemara should have, Tosas says it, okay, Tosas says it, but don't you think the Gemara should have said it? I mean, that's the Magen Avraham's taina. The Gemara should have said it. Right? I mean, the Gemara should have said that there's a chilek between, you know, the Raisa Rabbana with regards to extending Chadri Chadorim. Tosa says it. And he also tells you, look at that Ran and Beitzu, it doesn't accept that Chilik. So it's not so poshut. Okay? As a side point, on that Simon Shin Aleph, on Sif Mem Hei, on that Magan Avram, Rikvi Eger brings up a different thing with the animal with the bell, because it's also Masa, carrying something, you know, so a different issue. But okay. Anyway, and then Mishnah Berurah also mentions there in Kuf Samech Hei, that's a Sif Katan, it's a long Sif. So in Sif Katan Kuf Samech Hei, Bechadri Chador, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hatam de lo chilku chachamim takanasam. Once the Chacham said something, they weren't mechalek. But he says, maybe it's only when the chashash is that they did an issur d'oraisa. So in any event, according to this, we have room to say that the Ramah by us is mekel by Bsar Of with Shkedim, without a heker, that's Dafka Betzina. Because there, you know, we're not going to take it as far. All right? But again, even though he doesn't say it beferish, maybe that's the Svar of the Ramah that... like the Pesukei Teshuvah says, again, the Rambam didn't say it, but maybe there's no Chadri Chadorim, but if it would be public, then the Rambam would be machmir even by Bsar Of with the Chol of Shkedim. So that's a different derech in the Rambam, and again, we got a little look at some of the Maris HaYitzchukis. Okay? We'll have it tomorrow from the Shadach.